Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
I want to get to our guest here. Regan Deering joins us right now. She is running in the Republican primary for the open seat in Illinois' 13th district, which is my district, and it's also currently being represented by Rodney Davis. Now, when the Democrats did their etch-a-sketch redistricting of the state of Illinois, they took the 13th and they drew Rodney Davis out of it. He's now running in the 15th, and there's an open seat in the 13th, and Regan is one of the candidates who is looking to take that spot. Regan, welcome to the show. It's great to have you here.
Thanks, Annie. I appreciated the bump music on the way in and your incredible assessment of JB. It's over, buddy.
Yeah, it's been I know, very stressful for what the people who we've been following this fight very closely here in Southern Illinois with Speak for Students and Ryan Cunningham and so many of the people who push back. But we know that it has been a statewide effort, that there have been parents and children all across the state of Illinois who have been affected by these mask mandates and wanted to push back for the choice not to take masks off of everybody, but just to make sure that they had the right to make that decision for their child. And from what I understand, you were a plaintiff in that.
Yes, I was. And you're exactly right. I wasn't getting the answers that I wanted from my own local school board about my parental choice and my rights as far as the medical intervention of masks and quarantining, subsequently called excluding, in an updated emergency rule, my children from school. So the next logical step for me was joining a lawsuit. And so I'm thrilled that Tom DeVore opened up and allowed districts all over the state to join his lawsuit that included J.B. Pritzker and IDPH and ISB and the Attorney General. So it was a great win. It was a long process. You know, the wheels of justice are slow, but this group of parents knew their rights, and they were not backing down.
We're speaking with Regan Deering right now, running for Illinois' 13th congressional seat. So Congress is got a lot on their plate, especially after these midterms. We presume that the Republicans will take the majority, and they're going to have a lot on their plate. What are some of the key issues that you're looking to address once you get to Congress that you find, you know, in this tenuous time to be the most important?
Well, you're right. The midterms are going to be a big check on the Democratic policies in place and the status quo. And we've got a lot of momentum going into the elections. And I think that these key issues are what we're hearing throughout the district. You mentioned the interesting map that is now taking up the 13th, but we have a lot of those same concerns with people throughout the district. And we've got, you know, inflation, we've got, you know, the law and order and the safe neighborhoods. Obviously, we're looking at good schools. I mean, on the federal level, I'm a proponent of school choice, and we'll see what if we can make some progress on that. But, you know, I think that there's a referendum on the Democrats and their policies that are just hurting everyday working families. And there are a lot of those in this 13th district.
Do you anticipate being able to go to, you know, Washington, D.C., and serving in Congress and being able to work across the aisle with Democrats in Congress, regardless of how big the majority is in the House? And, you know, it would not be possible to achieve a a veto-proof majority in the Senate. Joe Biden's still going to have a pen, and he's still going to be able to veto the things that come across his desk. So for 2 years, which would be the term, for 2 years, you're going to have to figure out, you know, how can I get things done in a position where either you have to work across the aisle or potentially just be obstructionist. How do you see your first 2 years, should you win, shaping up?
Sure. Well, it'll definitely be an advantage to be in the majority. However, you're right. Bipartisanship cannot be a bad word these days. It's tough to watch the brokenness that seems to be coming out of Washington when these huge omnibus bills are just full of so much garbage. And we've got party lines drawn and heels dug in. I had a few conversations and even considering my run for this seat as to whether there was good governing happening. You know, there's 435 representatives, so there's got to be people that want to come together and do what's best for their constituents and their districts. We all have unique concerns, but we have a lot that we have in common that we're looking to get accomplished. And so I do foresee myself going and being able to compromise, work together. We've got, you know, a lot of simple things that people would like to have small wins. I know that it wasn't, you know, too long ago that we had good bipartisanship, in bills. So that's the desire, I would hope, most people going to Washington. We've got a lot of young, new women that are coming to Congress. You know, we're good compromisers. We bring people to the table. And I've been doing that kind of work in my own community. We need to, you know, Decatur, it's my hometown. We've got a lot of great programming that's a model for a national scale. And that happens when public and private sectors come together and they flush out the issues and they listen. So that's the same strategy I'm going to take to Washington.
Speaking with Regan Deering right now, who is in the Republican primary for representation of the 13th congressional district in the state of Illinois. Rodney Davis has been on my show many, many times. He is currently my representative. I'm curious who you know in Congress right now that you feel like you would model yourself after. From what I understand, you don't have a political career, but we've seen some very, very successful non-political people make it into very high level positions and do a good job. Who do you see right now that you feel like you could be mentored by or emulate a little bit in getting things done in Washington, D.C.?
Yeah, well, we are right. We've had some good leadership in Rodney Davis, and he's been at this a long time. I definitely think that he's trying to bring people together and forge compromise. I think it's unfortunate that he is going to be primaried in with Mary Miller, the current incumbent in the 15th. But we know that, you know, we've got to have Republican seats upheld, especially here in central and southern Illinois. So there's a lot of young women. You know, we've got Ashley Hinson that was somebody suggested that I've been following. And I think that we've got to have some of these new, fresh people that are taking a look. I mean, I've enjoyed following Elise Stefanik out of New York. She's passionate, especially about the school mask mandates. And I think that people that know what their constituents want, but are there to represent and to bring new life and new perspective to these discussions is what's important.
Regan Deering on with us right now. You can learn more about her at reganforcongress.com. Regan, what about crime? I know that we've talked here specifically in the Metro East. People do have concern about crime, and it's definitely a statewide concern. But on a national scale right now, there's a lot of politically induced confusion on who you can support, how you can support them, and what it means if you don't support the right people at the right time. How do you navigate those waters?
Well, you're right. The national level, we've got to start with a top-down approach in supporting our men and women on the front lines. I mean, we've got law enforcement officials at the borders that aren't feeling supported, all the way down to, you know, our local police departments that are just finding it harder and harder to go to work every day and do their job. I mean, we've got here in Decatur, we've a young wife that's recently widowed, Chris Oberheim. He's a Decatur Police Department, then went on to the Champaign Police Department, lost his life in the line of duty to violent gun violence. And it's raw here. And people are tired of, you know, the mitigating factors on what the reckless behavior is for people with gun violence. And, you know, it's important that we've got to be able to take multi-pronged approaches, you know, to be able to reduce the gun violence. But then we also need to punish criminals that are taking these actions that are just, you know, multiple offenders out on bail. We've got disgusting gun legislation that's about to come here in Illinois that's just eliminating cash bail, mandating body cameras, and, you know, taking away things like qualified immunity. If we want good people representing us and working hard in our neighborhoods at the state level and at the federal level, we've got to support them. And so in Washington, you know, that's a conversation that's being had, and I'd like to see it had more intensely. You know, we can't just sugarcoat the problems that we're having. We've got to have honest conversations about them.
Awesome. Regan, thank you for the time today. We appreciate you. Regan4Congress.com. Also on Twitter at Regan4Congress. We look forward to watching this primary and hoping that this 13th seat remains in Republican hands as it is currently in Rodney Davis's, as he's been redistricted out. It's an open seat. So we'll be following this race closely, and we're glad we got to talk to you.
Absolutely. And I look forward to seeing you again down in your area.
All right. Thank you, Regan. Bye-bye. Regan4Congress.com if you would like to learn more about her. R-E-G-A-N number 4Congress.com.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.